I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli helicopter fired over southern Gaza's Rafah as clouds of dark smoke could be seen rising from the enclave on Wednesday. Israel sent tanks on raids into Rafah and predicted its war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza would continue all year after Washington said the Rafah assault did not amount to a major ground operation that would trigger a change in U.S. policy. Israeli tanks moved into the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, despite an order from the International Court of Justice to end its attacks on the city, where many Palestinians had taken refuge from bombardment elsewhere. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has withdrawn his country's ambassador to Israel after months of tensions between the two countries over the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lula has been a frequent critic of Israel's offensive in Gaza, which he compared to the Holocaust earlier this year. That led Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz to summon the Brazilian ambassador to the National Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem for a public reprimand. The removal of Brazil's ambassador is in response to that humiliating action and the fact that there has been no positive development since then, according to a person at Brazil's Foreign Ministry with knowledge of the situation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday American weapons being delivered to Kyiv were helping stabilize the front line in Ukraine amid intensifying Russian attacks, and Washington would adapt and adjust its support. The top U.S. diplomat traveled to Moldova, holding talks with pro-Western President Maia Sandu on the first stop of a brief European tour aimed at solidifying support for Kyiv among NATO allies and neighbors.